This is RSBNB Update, episode 289, recorded Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. The 2010 Clip Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to what should be the last show you're listening to of 2010. Hopefully, this got released without issue on New Year's Eve or something like that. I think
it's been a bloody release without issue. We deserve it to release without issue.
Yeah. So we're recording this on the 22nd of December, just after about 45 minutes worth of futzing with. Various talk things, because today Skype decided that Skype was going to have Skype outage issues, so this show is being recorded not when it's supposed to be recorded.
The single one most important day of the year, as far as the podcast is concerned.
And then Skype decides that we're going to have problems. So, anyways, for those of you guys who have never listened to a clip show before, basically what a clip show is a chance for us to look back at what became 2010 in RSBNB Update in terms of funny moments, embarrassing moments, that kind of thing. So, and we're also going to talk a bit about what we thought of RuneScape this year, not as drawn out as we did last year, but just a brief rundown of what our thoughts were for 2010 in RuneScape. So,
we're going to start. Because we don't have enough clips, because I did not make a fool of myself enough.
Yeah, you didn't swear enough times, you know?
Yeah. Damn it.
Now's a good time to start.
I was tempted there, but I couldn't force myself.
You're such a good
idiot. The D word was as much as I could muster. I'm sorry. I failed.
What's the D word? Oh, damn it.
The D word. Dam.
Oh, but that's a beaver dam.
I suppose it is, yes. It's not even...
Do you guys have beavers there?
No, we do not. It's not even blocked in RuneScape anymore, so we can't...
Yeah, ass isn't even blocked either.
No.
So...
But I wouldn't use that, though.
No, you're too kind to do that, so...
Yeah.
But basically, we're going to take a look at RuneScape in three ways. First, what was our biggest surprise for 2010? What was our biggest letdown? And what we're hoping for 2011 that will be different? So, biggest surprise. I think we were both kind of in agreement.
This is really boring. It's not really much of a purpose as to doing this, because both of us completely agree on each point. But your biggest surprise?
Dungeoneering.
See, exactly. I mean, okay, so why is that your biggest surprise?
Well, I originally wasn't thinking it was the biggest surprise. I thought the biggest surprise would have been Jagex's vote that they just put up last week on about the
But is that really fair?
Thing. But that's something coming in 2011, obviously.
It's a bit like the case of Julian Assange not getting Times Person of the Year, because truly he was probably one of the most influential people, but only like halfway through the year. And so, see, that was good.
Okay, Dungeoneering.
We'll save that for the other show, but Dungeoneering. Yeah.
Well, main reason I say that is because last night I was looking through clips for the show, and April 10th we recorded a show. Or it was released on April 10th, the Saturday, so we recorded it on April 9th. And if I remember correctly, Dungeoneering was released on April 12th. And we were talking about this skill, about what it would be, and, you know, we weren't even remotely close about what it would be. The only thing we were right about is that it wouldn't have been a money sink. So
that's true.
Just the fact that it was a skill in a sandbox in an instanced area, that was the biggest thing for me. That was totally unexpected. And also the timing of it. I was expecting something like July or August for it to come out.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I'd completely forgotten that it was sort of this year that they'd released it. It feels like it was quite some time ago now.
Yeah, and it's already complete, you know, unlike Hunter and Farming.
Well, yeah, I suppose they did spend quite a lot of time working on it. They did make sure that it was complete. Whereas Farming, which is interesting, because I suppose in a way it would have been easier for them to determine when it was a complete skill, because it's a bit like, I mean, it is still a mini game.
It's like a story. It's like a story you have to unravel of Daemonheim, yeah. Really. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been like a more tangible barrier for them to measure it by, if that makes sense.
Also,
whereas other skills are a bit more arbitrary. Go.
Also, the whole amount of fanfare that went around with Dungeoneering, you know, how it was basically the Dungeons of Daemonheim theme on the RuneScape website from the time it came out all the way until the time they got their new website design.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
But I think we can both agree that it was overhyped.
Yeah, because I still don't see the point of many of the rewards outside of Daemonheim, just because it's not, they're not really that compelling. Who wants to go train this skill that isn't useful in the surface world, you know?
Yeah. Neither of us understand why the skill is as it is. So
yeah.
That definitely constitutes the biggest surprise.
And the biggest letdown?
Yeah, I was going to say, and that brings us to our next point. Biggest letdown, I'm going to have to say Dungeoneering.
Yeah, you know, they were careful not to overhype it the way they overhyped summoning, which if they would have done that, I think they would have had a much more of a problem on their hands. So.
Perhaps.
But
yeah.
Biggest letdown also comes from the reasons we just discussed. You know, an instanced game below the surface that's not usable for the majority of the people, you know. Like, sure, there's the Bone Crusher and the Herbicide and Scroll of Life and stuff like that.
The rewards are fantastic, and I don't have any of the rewards, and I really want those, but...
And the weapons, too. There's those, but you also got to think with this... It's such a limited set for such a big skill that had so much behind it. You'd expect more, something on the scale of like construction or something from a skill like that. So,
yep.
I don't know. I think that's why we can call it the biggest letdown. But I like the idea of the skill, you know, but it's just hard to do for two reasons for me. Because A, you're not training your skills as effectively as you would in the surface world. And B, you have to rely on the community and going in with community people to get decent experience is doing large dungeons, which is really just a very annoying thing to do.
Well, you wouldn't have to specifically
if you had a team of five people, but how are you going to get five people to always do Dungeoneering at the same time?
The RSBNB forums.
Okay. Yeah, but still. Do you want to do Dungeoneering in January with me?
No.
There you go. What's your Dungeoneering level?
Well, don't limit yourself to just me. My Dungeoneering level, I don't know. I truly don't. It's between 40 and 50, I can tell you that.
And the majority of it came from?
Genie lamps and penguins.
And tears?
And tears of Guthix, yes.
Yeah, so there you go. That's how I trained it too. And you know, I don't know. I guess that's also why it's the biggest letdown in that. Well, it's just not overly useful. And it's hard to train for something that the rewards aren't that great. Now, of course, if you get to level 80 and you get the chaotic weapons, that could be a different story.
Well, I guess, but I mean, even then, it's the enjoyment of, well, actually, no, what am I saying? I was going to say, okay, well, I mean, even then, it still has nothing to do with the surface world, dungeoneering in itself.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter how far you go with it, it never becomes integrated with the game, apart from the rewards that you get. So it... we've talked about this before, but...
Yeah, and the weapons themselves keep coming back, right? Because you need to go to dungeoneering to recharge them and get, use your dungeoneering points and a bit of money, so...
Yeah. It still feels like a minigame.
Yeah, that's true. The way you... Yeah. So,
just because it is so big doesn't mean that they need to make it into a skill.
Yeah, and you know, they said it could have been a separate game on its own, which is true when you think about it. And maybe it should have been.
It could quite easily just have been an activity. I mean, now that they, especially now that they show activities on the high scores, couldn't they have quite easily just made it, built it in with that?
Yeah, that's true.
Say, I mean, it even could have used the same sort of XP system, but just instead of making it a skill, make it an activity.
Oh, yeah, and then that would have a better explanation for going beyond 120.
Yeah.
Beyond 99.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think we just discovered something.
The whole game would benefit this overall, because the game would be more consistent.
Yeah, that's true.
Consistency is
best. And we didn't realize this back when we were doing this, so, okay.
We may have, but...
Yeah, I don't know. That was such a long time ago, but we just wanted to share this about what we thought of biggest surprise and biggest letdown of 2010, because when it comes down to it, we both thought about this long and hard. We really couldn't put our finger on our favorite and least favorite updates of the year. It was just too hard to do, you know, because it's been a whole year, and it hard to think that far back, so we just decided to go with this instead, kind of a more general kind of feeling about the year in total.
Yeah, well, Dungeoneering wasn't a massive part of it, so I mean, we probably just summed up a lot of the year just by talking about it.
Yeah, and also summed up a bit about Jagex too, because I don't think Jagex did anything earth-shattering this year.
No, not exactly, did they?
Not yet. Anyways, hope for 2011. What's your hope for 2011 in RuneScape?
My hope for 2011 is probably the same hope I had for much of 2010, which was that Jagex would finally implement movable and resizable windows. And perhaps even if I was going to be a bit more greedy, they could make all of their windows and interfaces consistent, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and just say that that's not going to be possible. Do one or the other.
And to make it clear, you're talking about the in-game windows, not the actual play windows.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have to agree with you on that, because it would be nice to have, but one thing with that is they would also have to kind of settle on a user interface kind of standard, you know, and not just have all these different things, because I think we were talking last week about how
that was the thing about consistency. Yeah.
Menu bars at the bottom were different than the chat buttons and stuff.
But how difficult can it be? I mean, I think it is probably now a problem more because they have so many developers in the game, and I imagine they all want to be able to do their own thing. And
yeah,
maybe it's just because they haven't set the standard yet. I think it was a lot better previously, in previous years. They used to do quite a good job of keeping everything consistent.
Yeah, and
but I suppose they've just added more things as time's gone on, and it's gone out the window a bit. So it's
come to think of it,
I can see why it happened and everything.
User interface changes in 2010 have been kind of extreme when you come to think about it. There's been so many changes,
yeah, that's
compared
true.
To previous years, whereas we went from the original fixed window kind of buttons to the, I don't know, Orby kind of buttons that you have under the chat. And those were really the only two windows that existed in RuneScape are only two kind of buttons there that existed in RuneScape 2. So, you know, compared to what we saw in all of 2010. So, yeah, I'll agree with you that more consistent user interfaces are needed for the sake of making things look better and stuff like that.
Mm.
You have less anything else techie. To add on yours?
That's all, really.
Okay. Mm. All right. For me, my biggest hope for 2011 would have to be that they do more of what they did this year in relation to quests, as in tying off the quest lines and making them more concise rather than having all these little offshoots everywhere, you know? Like just,
That's a good point.
And the desert storylines kind of merge up together.
Yeah, we have to praise them for doing that.
And how the
I'm sure there are went. Many other things we could praise Jagex for as well, but we're dwelling on the negatives here. Sorry, Jagex.
Yeah, but you know, like, that was a good thing of 2010, and I hope more of that, and more they're more aggressive with that kind of thing in 2011. So
yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what else there is to say about that. Besides, I hope that I'm not making more work for myself by asking for more quests like that that are going to be master and grandmaster length.
That's true.
That's because for this show, I've always been the chief quest doer for some reason.
Huh, get it? The chief quest doer doing quests for me? But I'm...
That would make the clip show if this wasn't already the clip show. The chief quest doer.
Speaking of which, we need to hurry up and get to clips. So what's the next on the agenda?
Right. We're dwelling on this for far too long. Favorite RSB&B update moment of 2010.
I have no clue, so you go first.
You have no idea?
None whatsoever.
Okay, well, obviously my favorite RSB&B update moment is the day when you took over from Brad, because it meant my personal attacks that I had every week ended.
My favorite update moment is probably going to be this show, because I imagine it will be the most enjoyable of any. Actually, yeah, I think that's what Brad said in the past, hasn't it, Ben? Because, I mean, although he had the benefit of having done them already, so he could have just said, last year's clip show.
That would have kept... Yeah, the clip shows are always fun.
But yeah.
In more seriousness, I think one of my favorite things doing this year would have had to have been the RuneFest coverage and our interview with Merciful.
Oh, that's right.
It really did provide a feeling that I felt that people got an idea of what RuneFest was actually like the full day without actually going there, which I think was good, because the majority of our listeners were going to be US-based and it would be very hard for them to go. So we're going to try and do that and possibly do more next year in relation to RuneFest.
That's good. Impromptu question, favorite guest?
Oh. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know either. I don't know why I asked.
I don't know.
You weren't supposed to ask me back. We need to get a list of the people we've had on.
Yeah, I normally make one of those lists, but I didn't this year. I'm not sure why, but I'll put one up for when the show comes out. Favorite guest, I think, would probably the most interesting one that we did this year was our interview with Game Battles.
Oh, okay. That was so long ago.
Yeah. Or just in general, people coming on and having little things mess up along the way, which you'll hear in the clip show. So.
Who was Anyways. That? Oh, yeah. I know. I won't spoil
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Anyways, one more thing before we get to the meat of this show. Is there anything you would do different in your first year of being my host?
Not really. I mean, I'm the kind of person who does not go back on doing anything. I take pride in everything that I do, and whether or not I've done it well to the full extent of my ability. I take that in stride and use that to better myself in future. I think looking back on this year, actually, I can see how much I've progressed as a co-host, really. It's quite amazing how far I've come. And you'll probably be able to see. I haven't heard any of these clips yet, obviously, so I don't know what exactly I sound like. But I was listening to one of the shows last night, gathering more clips. And even that was only like 20, 30 episodes ago. And so even just in that short amount of time, I can definitely ascertain that I've changed quite substantially. But as what I would do different, I still don't think, even though I haven't been a perfect co-host, I would change that, because for me personally, it's been an amazing experience.
Good. As for me, the only thing I would try to do better is try to focus on providing some kind of consistent audio quality, but that's kind of hard with the jerry-rig setup.
Yeah, that's been a problem.
Break whenever Mac OS X gets updated like it did twice this year, and having people's microphones not be ideal.
On that note, I'm amazed at what we've accomplished this year, considering that I live in New Zealand and you live in Canada, and we have not had any significant network issues.
Knock on wood.
Can you knock on wood? Yeah, exactly, because I'm running very low on bandwidth at the moment. But no, previously we've not run into any major troubles. We've done well.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing, considering that we had.
I'd say I've done well.
We had a few weeks back, and he is also from New Zealand, and his connection just got awful. So,
well, I know some people in New Zealand with worse connections. Just gonna put that out there.
that's really too bad, but anyways. I think that's what we got, so we're going to move right on to the clips now, and just a fair word of warning to everybody out there that these clips are uncensored, so...
I don't really think we're going to have the same problem as we would have had in previous years, though.
Yeah, that's because, Brad was only here for 4 episodes or so, and you need to swear more, because we got significantly less clips than we got last year, so roughly half the amount. Anyways...
That's a bad excuse for humor, though.
Well, no, it's... you're true. That's true, but, I don't know.
It's true, but it's funny, so...
That's okay. I think I am happy with what we've done with the show since Brad left. It seems more family-friendly now. Not that it wasn't before, but it just seems more family-friendly in that I don't have to edit and he's not always throwing the innuendo around, so...
Means that it doesn't matter if it randomly comes on if your iPod is on shuffle in your car.
With that being said, our first clip is from episode 238. Any other ideas for what they could do in 2010?
They could remove farming.
Come on, be serious.
They could, remove farming.
That's not serious.
That is serious. That's deadly serious. What else could they do in 2010? They could try not to monumentally f*** game over.
Okay, thank you. That's the first swear of 2010.
Woo! First swear of 2010. Come on. They could try not to monument game over. I can't think of anything else.
Okay. My general feeling is that we'll have a carbon copy of 2009, but with the...
Like what? What, with the exact same updates?
No. Just like the general kind of gist, Except with that Grandmaster quest, and as they said, tying off storylines and the new skill. And that's what we had, didn't we?
Yes. My first time doing this, I'm going to have to get used to all the clips ending and things like that.
Yeah, but, that's true. Yes. It's hard to tell because my... Sometimes I'll be the one talking at it, but
there's usually subtle changes. That was a great one to start us off exactly.
Highlighted what was to come. in 2010 the new skill and not and to yes, monumentally. What's the word he said?
I think you'll find that was a loud bleep.
No, you can say it. You can say it. Come on.
Screw.
No. Started with the letter F.
I don't know what it was behind the bleep.
It started with the letter F. Come on, you can say it. Come on, Bradley. Come on.
No. That see, that alone would be on the clip show if it wasn't already.
Come on, Bradley. Come on, you can say it.
See, you've told me in the past that you cannot physically go that high. I think we've just disproved that theory.
I'm just trying to get you to swear.
Come on, Shane. Come on. Good
talk. Trying to get you to swear.
I know. And we've done that in the past, too, and it hasn't worked. Oh, no, wait, did it? I can't remember.
No, it didn't.
No.
Anyways, next clip from that same episode was Brad talking about the French. Brad.
No, I just know. No.
Okay.
Nein, yet. Non.
Oh, good, you speak some French. That's good. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. Hopefully we'll see more of what's coming in 2010 next week.
I despise the French.
Your relatives came from France.
No, they didn't.
Don't
no,
forget didn't. That. Anyways, anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, my hatred for the French.
Okay. What about it?
Their culture is wrong, their food is wrong, the language is wrong, and they're all ugly. That is all.
Is your French girlfriend ugly?
yes. What would I rather? People think I have an ugly girlfriend or that I'm a hypocrite. Difficult. Very difficult. No, she's ugly. She looks like a man. That's what attracted me to her.
Okay. That's that clip.
I remember that one.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like that in that he always talked like that about the French, and then you can get him to say stuff like that. So.
Those damn French.
Boy, what's wrong with them?
They're ugly.
Okay.
All
I see
of
what
them?
You mean. All of them?
Every single
one. Do you know any French
one.
People?
I do, actually.
Oh, really?
And that's a lie. The French people I do know
are...
Okay, I'm not going to say that because one of them was my teacher.
Okay, we're going to move on to episode 240 now. Another Brad clip. Yeah, we're not all
Yeah, we know,
sick
Shane.
As
we
you
know.
Are,
so. We know why. I'm sorry. What's sick about wanting to drink alcohol?
No, other things you implied.
I didn't imply anything.
Okay. Just checking.
If I was going to choose ages implied on sexual activity, I would say 16.
Okay, move on.
Stick then your pipe and smoke it. Next question,
it's,
somebody.
Whoever. Yeah, it's bad, Brad. It's
Shut
bad.
Up, Shane.
Leo? Yeah, that was another example of Brad going on about how he didn't understand why I don't like alcohol.
Oh, okay. And it turned into something else.
Yeah, it turned into something else entirely. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, we used to use that. I mean, we didn't used to use the drug or the whatever you stick in your pipe and smoke. We're going to move on now.
Alrighty, next one is from that same episode, and Brad, what he wants to be remembered for.
I think I was talking to somebody in RS who listens to the podcast who I'd not spoken to before, and they said it's really funny how you rip people apart, and it's like, is that really what I want to be remembered for? Ripping apart Shane, yes, but just people in general, I don't know.
Australia.
Well, they deserve it. Anyway, next question.
I don't think Brad is remembered for that.
I think he is.
Really?
What else do you think he's remembered for?
Oh, yeah, that's true, I guess, when you think about it in relation to the forum and stuff.
No, I'm sure he is probably just remembered as being the most entertaining podcast host ever. But he would also additionally be remembered for, yes, ripping people apart. But
yeah, he quite enjoyed it, you know, like he would get all worked up, you know, and I think if you would have seen him, you would have seen like sweat running down his face or something.
No, I can't actually imagine that. I think he would have been quite calm and controlled. Yeah, yes, he would have been very much in control while he was ripping people apart.
Most of the time. One more from that same episode, episode 240.
Oh,
wow. So once again, if you're using IE6, upgrade to one of the aforementioned browsers, and your life will be a whole lot better, really. It will. Websites will be faster, websites will look better, and your computer will look cooler when your friends come over to use it.
Oh, that's what I care about. My computer looks cool.
When my friends come over, they are all looking at which browser I use, and then they comment on it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Cool. You roll with Firefox, man. You cool.
That's what I do all the time.
Do people come over to your house?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Oh.
Mike.
Yeah, and delivery people. I had an interesting discussion yesterday.
Mike and delivery people.
Here's your package. You want to come see my browser? No, you're coming in anyway.
Yeah, come and have a look on my browser. It's a three-way tired skill of the month.
Okay, so that's it for that one.
I remember that one as well. That was so good. I
explain it to me.
I must have cracked up at the time when that played. Explain it to you. Oh God. No, you don't. Listen to it a few more times. You'll get it.
I heard the thing about the three-way, but I don't.
What? The three-way? Where do you get a three-way from?
The three-way. He said three-way tie and three-way and then tie and skill of the month. It's like he's trying to imply something or something, you know?
What?
About browsers.
What?
Yeah, let's listen to that again, the tail end. Yeah, we were. Here, I'll play the tail end again. Session. Yes.
Mike and delivery people.
Here's your package. You want to come see my browser? No? You're coming in anyway.
Yeah, come and have a look on my browser. It's a three-way. Tired skill of the month.
What? I don't understand where that comes from. It must have been something just
that
applied
to
the time, especially to the skill of the month.
I hope so.
That was probably one of the funnier clips.
Firefox isn't cool anymore, though.
Oh, thanks for the package. Come in. Come on, boy. Come on. Just, you know, you want to have a look at my browser?
I don't use Firefox anymore.
Hmm? You don't use Firefox? Oh, well, I still am forced to use Firefox because Chrome sucks.
Oh, that's too bad.
It doesn't suck, but it doesn't. It can't provide
what you want to do. It doesn't provide the chiefy seal of approval.
Well, yeah, you could say that. I was going to use some innuendo, but...
Oh, okay. Go right ahead. I'm still waiting for you to swear this episode.
Not going to happen.
Next one is we jump ahead to episode 246 now. And as I mentioned, we kind of lose clips because you don't swear as much. But anyways, we still got quite a few to go here. So this one is from when they changed to life points.
I got hit a 17 by one of those black unicorns, and I was like, oh my god! So I'm like, run away! And then I realized it was only like a 1.7, but...
Oh my god! Run away!
Good try, but it didn't sound natural when you did it. Then again, did it sound natural when I go that high?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. But from some of the pictures you post in the staff forum, you know, that kind of could be understandable.
since when have I posted pictures in the staff forum? Apart from
a week or two ago.
Don't you be telling this to the general public.
Don't worry, I won't post that.
It was one picture. It was, oh God, that sounds even worse than it was. Moving on. How did we know? Next.
Yeah, that's a series of your little high-pitched things there. Another thing Brad never did, that was when you got hit by a unicorn and thought you got hit an actual 17 rather than a 1.7.
That was a scary moment. Wouldn't you be frightened if you got hit a 17 by a unicorn? Or
yeah,
a 170, for that matter? But
if I didn't know. But anyways. Next one is of me, I believe. We're discussing some sound effects in-game, so here we go.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to give like a promo for each team, you know?
Oh, yeah, so if you want to know what's involved in making that catchy tune, or how on earth they reproduce the sound of a King Black Dragon dying. See, that would be interesting, not necessarily the catchy tunes, because they've always got some...
No.
Wow, that was surprisingly accurate.
Is that a King Black Dragon dying?
Slightly adjusted, maybe make it shorter, and if you played around with that in Audacity... Yeah, that is actually more like a baby blue dragon, I think, because it was slightly more high-pitched. If you do it lower, it will sound like King Black Dragon. Go. I think that was too low. That sounded like Mushroom sleeping. You know, the troll?
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm sorry, that sounds like another troll sleeping. Yeah, we'll just go with the first one.
That is going to be on the clip show for sure. Okay.
And here we are. On the clip show.
That was a good clip. That was very well done. I still don't know how you made that noise. Can you do it again? Can you reproduce that?
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't do the no, I can't make my voice do that funny thing. There's a word for it. I can't think of the word.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it now either. The first time was the best, and apparently all I got, so.
At least we got it recorded.
Yes.
Can play that back. No. You don't have to do first to play it back at. What am I thinking?
What were you going to say? Where should I play it back?
Oh, nothing. I just remembered you don't have those parties anyway. It's a
what parties? Cultural thing.
Never mind.
I could play it back on Christmas Eve.
Well, you could, but what would be the significance of Christmas Eve? It has nothing to do with
family's there.
Oh, well, yeah, if you wanted to play it in front of your family, then be my guest. That would be highly entertaining for me, but...
I think you should come.
I'm sorry?
I think you should come on Christmas Eve.
As in...
You.
What? What are we talking about now?
You should come to my family gathering on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, that's what I thought you said, but... Okay.
Right, that's Christmas Day there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be inconvenient. Well, still, if you leave a Skype call going in the background, I will be there in voice, if that makes any sense.
That'd be funny. But anyways, we should move on to the next clip from episode 254, in which you talk about what you do with your friend.
Ooh, that's pretty cool, I suppose.
His name is Denzel.
Not that I would play a dress-up game or anything, but...
You want to play dress-up?
I would love to.
Okay, go get your clothes from the closet, and then one of your friends will be coming over in about an hour, and then you two will play dress-up together.
Do I get to wear jewelry, Shane?
Yes, you do.
Yay! I always wanted to wear jewelry. Sick.
No, that's true. You play.
You pedophile.
What?
I'm kidding. You're not that bad.
Did you play dress up with him?
Who were we even talking about? Is this just a friend?
I think it was Neil.
Why would we have been talking about Neil?
I don't know.
Neil is not the... Well... No. Neil is not the type to play dress up. If I was going to play dress up with anyone... who's the most metrosexual friend I have? No, not really. I am probably the most metro person I know. I'm sorry.
Okie dokie. We're moving on now to episode 260. This is the episode that Pico is on. I appealed to the young woman.
Well, yeah, you would.
Well, no, I appealed to the young woman because, you know, you were...
I didn't even realize what I just said there.
Why? What'd you just say?
Never mind.
I'm sure someone like Shane would appeal to all of them.
The reason I chose that one was because, you know, it's typically a young woman who wouldn't want to be caught in that same kind of situation as whatever this guy's name was. Oh, yeah. Roger Murray, who is mugged by Mugger Level 6.
That's right.
So do you realize what you said there now?
Of course I realize what I said. I realize what you said, too. Oh, yes,
yeah,
Shane.
You know,
that's much appeals to the young woman.
That's one of the things I realized when I was going through this one as well.
I think you'd give me a run for my money, actually. Those young women, you know, they...
I don't think so.
They can't keep their hands off the older men.
I think you got that handled, but...
Damn right I just called you an old man.
I know, that's rather unfortunate, but I'm not even that old compared to you.
Yes, you are.
I'd call like a 60-year-old old or something.
Yeah, but old compared to me. What would that be in a fraction?
I don't know. Anyways, next clip from that same episode, Pika talking about something that's over 9,000.
Over 9,000, it's quite a high level. All stick with 7. 9,000! That's what I was thinking, Shane. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in.
You know me too well.
That was in relation to the Castle Wars Killstreak competition. So you thought it'd be over 9,000, but I forget what the actual result was. But I still don't get what that over 9,000 thing is.
Oh, I see. Neither do I, but I'm intrigued that we managed to fit it in. I forgot that we'd done that. But yeah, I think I remember we had a little session at one point with that soundboard. And
oh yeah, right. I think I got a clip from that later on when your cousin barged in.
Oh dear. Oh, I remember that too. Yeah, but we'll come to that.
Yes, we'll get to that in due time. Next one is from the episode in which Brad was on again, episode 261. Okay. And these are the clips that you found.
Yes. Yeah, that was kind of weird. What kind of self-respecting male wants to wear a brooch? I mean, this game is comprised
what's
entirely of males.
What's the difference between a brooch and any other kind of pin thing?
Women wear brooches.
Essentially,
old women specifically.
Oh, okay. I see. I voted for, of course, the pumpkin seeds as well. Which we didn't get. We didn't get the pumpkin seeds.
No! You actually probably should have stuck the entire thing in about the pumpkin seeds.
Yeah,
now they don't know what the pumpkin seeds were about. The pumpkin seeds were important.
Poll for Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but...
That's depressing. The pumpkin seeds had the least votes.
Yeah, that's too bad. And we can't even go back and check now because the poll system is gone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They could have at least left the legacy features in. Oh, that's all right. We'll live.
But do you ever wear a brooch?
No. No. Why would you ask me? Actually, Shane, do you ever wear brooches? Have you ever worn a brooch?
I didn't know what the difference was between a brooch and a regular pin.
Do you wear regular pins?
No.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Do you?
We can put that to rest now. No.
Good.
No, I've never had any reason to. Although I suppose if it counts, I wore badges, but that was for school and we had to.
Yeah. Alrighty then, next one's from this episode as well, regarding to somebody that got banned.
I think that defines...
We are speaking in terms of runecrafting here, though, so...
That defines one horse race.
Okay.
Well, I think one of the other horses took a bullet about 4 days ago, 3, 4, 5 days ago.
That's true. The unfortunate person who was in first before got banned.
They were asking to shot
them. Now on probation, so you did act badly. Skill of the month is a privilege. You don't get to compete in that.
It's a privilege, not a right.
Skill of the month is a privilege, not a right.
I still don't understand why you laughed so much at it. The horse getting shot.
It was must have been something before, I think, but...
No, there was nothing else really around that time. I think the funny part was just because of the fact that they got banned, and that was the analogy to the horse being shot.
Do you remember the picture that Brad
I suppose it's funny from a staff point of view, but... Sorry, what?
The picture that Brad drew after that?
The picture... No, I don't recall
He drew
it being
a picture of him shooting the horse.
Oh my god. I don't remember that.
In paint.
You have to find that and put it in the notes.
Yeah, I should. But
as long as it wasn't too private,
bad.
As in staff private.
Yeah. Anyway.
Deeply worrying to regular members. Maybe that won't be in the notes. Maybe we'll just cut this out.
No, the clip show never gets edited.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Just block your ears.
This was also the one in which we had Steemo's contest winning song, which I got the lyrics to. Right here.
I remember Brad talking about that as well. And Shane's favorite for that matter. We're pretty much on the same page.
We never got entries of this caliber when I was on the show and we did bloody contests. No offense to everybody who entered those contests, but we didn't get anything on the caliber of like somebody actually making lyrics for a song.
Oh, damn straight. No, but at least these lyrics are about you. So, I mean, you can't complain that much.
But why do you...
Now that you're gone, they realize how much they love you.
But I think that song, looking at the lyrics, is about, since you've been gone, now I'm getting over you and I don't really care. So,
perhaps
it's also quite pertinent. Anyway.
Yeah, there would have been more people in top contention for winning this if you guys had realized that it's RSBNB update. Birthday, not RSBNB. The RSBNB birthday is in August.
How many entries did you get?
7, I said.
Oh, 7, right.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That was good. Poor Brad. But it's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... Only the original lyrics were about getting over you now that they'd... They realized they hadn't cared. I think Steemo's lyrics were a little bit more sympathetic. But are we going to hear that next?
Yeah. Yes. We're going to hear it on the episode Steemo was on, which was 264. We're still on 261.
Oh.
So, another one from 261 right now. These are kind of out of order in which they appeared in the show, but anyways.
Yes, of course it's good.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because you know you are surrounded here by two math kind of people, so wouldn't it be nice to say one of our favorite things is bad.
I think you're both vulgar fractions.
Just a fraction, not like an irrational number.
You're an irrational number. And a vulgar fraction.
Oh, that was a good comeback.
Little does he know that the vulgar fractions don't exist in irrational numbers. Well, they're kind of weird, aren't they?
I suppose you could say that, yes. I realized, I don't know why I didn't dispute this at the time. I'm not really that much of a mathematical person. I could have sided with Brad there.
Really? I thought you were.
Well, I may be intending to study mathematics next year, yes, but still, I mean, that doesn't mean that I am a mathematical person just because I want to study it. What would make you think that, Shane?
No, I mean, well, you're taking you took math classes that were not normal math classes.
Well, I guess. Yeah, so. I don't have anything more to add to that, I guess.
Okay, it's just another Brad moment. This next one is talking about being well lubricated.
Oh, that's the best one.
The plan.
Not that I can speak or anything, but...
Yeah, but...
You can, I just heard you.
Brad, you seem awfully well lubricated today. Did you have any, like, wine before you came in or anything?
Excuse me? Excuse me? Don't make such a remark. Especially you of all people. Innuendo from Shane. In your end,
no,
I should say.
It's not. It just means, like...
What, do you think I'm drunk?
Yes.
Shane, do you think that I am such an alcoholic that I'm drunk at 9:20 a.m.?
Sure.
Well,
you just seem more energetic than you used to be.
Honestly, I haven't had an alcoholic drink in almost 2 weeks. Not because I'm, you know, like trying to quit because I'm an alcoholic, but I just haven't.
You know, okay, moving on. That's right, we should be moving on. Haven't you guys ever heard the expression that being well lubricated means you're like loosey goosey and like drunk?
I suppose so, but we like to use it against you just because we can. Doesn't that make sense? Haven't you ever heard of us doing that to you?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Oh yes, see that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, this is when you're being a dog, apparently.
What was it, 9:20 in the morning? Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, I had to ask him, because once before we did the show, he said he walked into a doorway because he was drunk on wine.
Oh, my God. But he's not. He wouldn't do the show like that.
Okay.
Anyway, let's leave that one alone. He was awfully well lubricated, actually, for that entire show, I felt. That was a good thing.
Yeah, he was.
And not well lubricated in that way, so we don't have to worry about that.
This was from pre-show on episode 262. You want to tell the listeners what you're imitating?
So I didn't realize what I was listening to for a moment.
So?
That was disturbing. I can't believe I would have done that.
You were imitating your dog.
Yes, I know.
I haven't heard him today.
He was... No, well, no, he's not here. Although he slept with me last night. I mean, oh my God, that came out wrong. He didn't, he was in my room. I'm going to leave it at that. What was I saying? yes, he was being annoying that episode, I feel.
Okay.
Wasn't there another one from around there as well?
Yeah, there was from episode 262.
262 and 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
My bad, just dropped my headset. I
hello. You know, we have false starts like that more often than I can count.
Really? I didn't know. Yeah, I think so. I thought we did quite well this year overall, as far as false starts.
Yeah, we did, but...
Unless you count our false start today.
Yeah.
It's rather extended false starts.
That was due to Skype, but... Anyways, so... Yeah, your headset fell off your head.
Yes, yes it did. These things happen.
They do?
From time to time.
Just like that?
Excuse me.
Okay.
That was a joke.
I gathered that. I gathered that. Anyways, let's move on to episode 263 right now. Both these ones are questions. First one is from Uncle Dano. This was during the pre-show.
Good day, Shane and Chief Snake. Uncle Dano here. When I first started playing RuneScape, RS was referred to as an MMORPG, or Massive Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. I loved portraying the chivalrous knight. It made me feel part of the game. I think, though, that this aspect of RuneScape is really becoming lost. It's now just known as an MMO. Seems as though it's just a bunch of 21st century kids playing amongst themselves, grinding XP to level up, with no concern with being a character and being part of a virtual medieval world. I wonder what you gentlemen think about this lost quality of the game. Thank you. Godspeed, and another fine day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Danny.
What's so funny about that one?
Sounds like an infomercial.
Oh my god, oh my god.
I don't see how it's funny, but...
I can't believe we got a question like that on the show. I think you need to play it again because I was too busy laughing.
I still don't get that. Why you and Cola thought it was so funny.
Oh god, that was a good question. Actually, I mean, all of Uncle Dano's questions are amazing, but... Yeah, you don't usually get to hear the perspective we have on questions in the pre-show. Suffice to say, we don't share them very often for good reason. But
I don't know. I just didn't get what was so funny about it.
It was amazing. That was one of the best questions ever, Shane.
It was, and, you know, we got another one by him later on, so...
Exactly.
I just figured I'd put that one in, because both you and Kala...
I was a bit frightened
kind of enjoyed that,
pre-show. Oh, God, what is going to ensue now?
And but, here's another one from the pre-show on episode 263.
Surprisingly, yes.
Oh, God, Earth's question is 1 minute and 44 seconds.
No, that's too long. Uh-oh. We can't put it in.
Who's that creepy guy over there in the corner? It looks like a clue. Anyway, my question this week is not normal, which is on par with the rest of mine. So hopefully you won't be disappointed. I think I shall call it Earthemian Rhapsody.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
Shane just killed a man. Put a god sword in his hand. Pulled it out and now I'm dead. Shane, life had just begun. And now you've gone and thrown it all away. Shame. Ooh. Didn't mean to make you cry. When your blue scroll reward was awful. Carry on, carry on. The crossbow should be mine. Okay, now that everyone's ears are bleeding, if you didn't catch the meaning of that, the question was why. Why did you kill me, Shane?
Okay, so I can skip to the last 14 seconds and play that. Good.
But the Bohemian Rhapsody was.
I know, but I'll play it. I'll play it at the end. There's no time for that in the questions. So, Chief, are you there still?
Slightly frightened by that question.
Oh, come on! Really, you're frightened by Earth.
I mean, this
isn't unexpected of him, you know.
He seems just really odd. Like, is he normal?
I'm sure he's normal. He just doesn't act normal.
You can unmute yourself now because I think you were laughing there.
Very much muted there. What was that? You were too, did you say?
I was laughing too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, oh, was that you laughing that I heard during
Yeah, during it.
Your hyperventilation there. Because that's what it sounded like. Excuse me. I think that was a good invitation.
Oh, yeah.
One has to worry about that, child. One has to worry.
Yes. I agree, you know. We should be worried about him, you know. I think, as Brad would say, he needs to be, what's the word?
Locked up?
Yeah, that's right. That was Earth's question on episode 263. I put the full thing in the end of it, but no laughing or anything that we did.
No pre-show there. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. I'm not sure which one I like better, that one or the Dano one.
I think we got slightly more amusement. I mean, hearing that played back, it's probably just the poor singing that makes it best. No, yeah, I'm gonna have to say that Earthemian Rhapsody probably won out of the two. Not sure which was the best question yet, but anyway.
Here's some more singing from this time from Lord Steve.
Oh, God.
OSB and V is a great podcast.
Oh, that
is no
that's
five. Let's see how long it lasts. Yeah, yeah. OSB and V. Shane and Pika were dedicated. They took the time. Their first podcast were the best in my mind. Yeah, yeah. OSB and VB. And all you ever hear Shane say is no, 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 no. Then Pika left one day. OSB and V. Shane got Dread as a new host. We loved him the most. Yeah, yeah. Every week we get the best cast. OSB&B. How can I put it? We turn you on. Not in a sexual way, but via iTunes. Yeah, yeah. OSB&B. Then one day Brad said, I'm going to have to leave you. Because it had to happen one day. OSB&B. It is now 4.5 years old. Now we lost Brad. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you. Now we have Brad 2.0. OSB and BB. Happy birthday, OSB and BB update. You're the best. Don't ever change. We always listen to the show again and again and again and again. OSB and BB has gone through a lot of huge change. Yet it never fails, yeah, yeah, to be the best, hour and 45 minutes, OSB&B.
Yeah, so that was Lord Stimo's contest entry song from episode 264, and once again, another person who can't really sing, but, you know, it's a thought that counts in relation to that, right?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, what was the question? I was not listening at all then, but...
Oh, I was just saying that was from his contest entry from 261, so that Brad was wondering about, so that's that. I just figured I'd put that in because we talked about it before. Anyways, next person to sing is you on episode 266. Oh,
see, that's the one I was expecting you to play, but Lord Stimos was much more impressive.
Find a way to my heart.
And I will always be with you. From wherever you are, I'll be waiting.
Yeah, that's all I got from you on that episode.
I suppose it's something.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yes. Did I actually do any more singing? I can't remember what.
No, not really. That's too bad. Do you want to go ahead right now?
I don't really have anything to sing. I could sing you what's in my GMusic browser library, which is open right now. I've got Prayer in the Night by Amici. You ever heard of that? That is an opera band.
No, I haven't. Okay, give it a go.
Okay. Wait, I don't have the lyrics. I'm glad this is an English one. No, it's not English. No. Oh, god damn. No, I'm not singing this. Oh, wait, if I skip to the end, there's an English verse. No, it's still way out of my range. Oh, no. We're going to try some Michael Bublé. Gotta go back to... Oh my god, it's not in my library again. Screw this. I'm not singing you anything.
Okay. Alrighty, next one is from episode 269. Another question from Uncle Dano. We got three of them. Audio questions, much more text questions. First one is from Uncle Dano. Readying it? Here we go.
Greetings, my lord, Shane, and Chief Snake. Uncle Dano once again. This week I have a two-part question regarding spirit trees. Recently I leveled up to 81 farming. If I boost my farming level to the required level 83 by eating a garden pie, will I receive all the XP for planting and checking the health of my spirit tree? The second part of my question deals with the best location for planting a spirit tree. I have recently completed a love story quest. Therefore, I don't believe Brimhaven would be the best place to now plant one, as I can now teleport there with one of the new chipped house teletabs. The other options are Port Sarum and Exeteria. Could you please discuss the benefits of each location? Godspeed, and another fine day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
I think
interesting question.
You muted your microphone while you were listening to that.
No, I didn't actually.
When we previewed this question before, Shane kept laughing at the sound effects that were...
Well, the spirit tree sound effect is my favorite sound effect in game.
Tab.
I was not laughing.
Actually, yeah, I do like that as well. You were.
I wasn't. I don't have a cough button. So, the first... So do you think I was still laughing?
I still think you were, yes. You had to.
I can't mute this microphone. I can't.
Lies. I was laughing the whole time
I was laughing,
listening
you would have heard it like the first one. Oh, really?
Okay, no, I'm lying. I actually wasn't always used to it, but...
Okay.
But no, I still think you had to have laughed.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, I think we like Uncle Dano's questions, and I hope we get more of them in 2011.
I think we will.
Yeah, so...
Thank you, Uncle Dano. You make our show interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to say. So, anyways, moving on to episode 269. A couple of clips from here. Another singing one. Thing by Jagex, trying to bring the morals into the game, I guess. So, good for them, I guess. I chose to kill it, but that's just me.
Oh, Shane.
I also chose to murder
the...
You
are exactly like that in real life. If there is ever a bug in my room, you tell me to kill it.
Yeah, that's
right. Kill it! And then I say that I've just put it out the window, and you're like, oh, why didn't you kill it? Oh,
well, yeah.
I did that with a spider the other day. Neil was here at the time, and he tried, one of my friends, and he tried to kill it. And I was like, no, what are you doing? And I put this thing on top of it and put it out the window. But no, why do you have to kill it? It's just a poor little defenseless bug. It's not going to do anything to you unless... But, I mean, we only have like two types of poisonous spiders in New Zealand. And
you had one of those in your room before.
Oh, yeah. The other kind is common. But I mean, even then, it is nothing compared to the types that you have overseas.
I don't know. I think
that's irrelevant. This other one that Neil was trying to kill was fine. Won't do anything to you.
Just kill it.
Continue.
put it in the toilet so you can swim and then flush it.
No, Shane! No! You're so mean.
On the same topic, there's also, you can either knock someone out or you can straight out murder them because you need to get a key, so you can kind of guess what it chose to do with that.
This quest is just cruel. That was a good clip. I remember that one.
Yeah,
that was probably one of the few clips you ever actually sent me, so I got to listen to it. But
yeah, the bug killing. Why do you prefer to make them live?
So I thought you were going to say, why do you have such a bug problem? because it's a poor defenseless bug, and it would be cruel not to. Actually, did I tell you the story? This is a good one to tell. I had a bug which had found, it had made its home in my drawer next to my bed. And I was unhappy about this, so I figured I needed to get it out of there somehow. Anyway, being the kind person that I am, I just left it there because I couldn't bring myself to remove it. Even though removing it would have been better than killing it. I just left it there for the time being. That night, when I went to sleep, or when I went to bed, a few minutes after I'd got into my bed, I'd sort of rolled over, and I kind of squished a bug that was in my bed, and it was not entirely pleasant. It was exactly the same type of bug that had made its home in my drawer. I don't know what it was, though. It was like a beetle cross moth cross cockroach thing.
Oh my God.
No idea. I'd never seen anything like it before. But anyway, I took this dead bug out of my bed because it wasn't my fault that I'd killed it. It had made its home in my bed, and I didn't know it was there before I rolled on it. So I'm sorry, bug, but it had to happen. And I put it in my drawer because I decided that other bug that was making its home there was going to get coerced out of it. As in, you now see what will happen to you if you do not get out of my drawer. And it worked! The next day, that bug was gone.
Really?
So there are better methods of removing bugs than killing them.
Oh, God.
Point
proven. Did
the thing
bite you in your bed?
No.
Okay. So it didn't, like, cause any harm to you or anything?
Nah, I don't know what it was. It's a harmless thing, obviously. But we don't have really anything.
What part of you did you roll over it with?
Oh, I don't know. My arm, hand, leg, something. Okay. It wasn't important.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, see, that's why you should have screens on your windows, too.
I have lived to tell the tale since. Yes, Steve was complaining about that the other day, actually. About how his room gets so hot and he can't open his window because all the bugs get in if he does that. And blah, blah, blah. He's the only one in the house who has a fan in his room. So,
and for anybody who doesn't know, Steve is your brother.
Yes.
So, anyways, another clip from episode 269. RSBNB update. 2-6-9-4 Friday, August, whatever, it's 13th, Friday the 13th here. Anything bad happened yesterday to you?
No, not really. We had I can't think of anything. It was a good day yesterday. I liked yesterday.
You're not going to start singing that song, Yesterday?
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. I think that was slightly too high. That was a.
You sing it better. You sing it better than Brad did. Another clip of you singing.
That was way out of key. That's disgusting.
Really? I can't even hear a difference.
Oh God! You must be tone deaf.
I must be. Then again, I don't even know what all the different notes sound like, and I doubt I could tell the difference between them. But anyways. Yeah. Anything else on that one?
Sick. Not really. I was going to offer to sing to you again, but maybe I'll do that later. I'll serenade you after the show. That way it will not be publicized.
Oh. You never know. Anyways, this next one is from episode 270, you stating things
Thanks,
that were
Shane.
Said on
really
MSN.
Really reassuring.
That were supposed to stay private.
Yes, Shane, the main page on the... Oh, the main? What? The main on the RS page does look gay. I agree. Man. I don't know. I don't know.
He's not MSN that bad. Is private.
If you say so.
I was referring to the Dungeoneering guy they had on their RuneScape front page.
I'm sorry about that. Here's me talking about how you shouldn't publicize things that I don't want public. And then I go, do that to your own sin. Yes,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it's
it was
okay,
funny,
though.
Yeah,
it was.
You just randomly said, while we were talking about this on the show, randomly typed to me on MSN, the man on the front of the RS site looks gay or something. Like, what does that have to do with anything? And even if he did look gay, Shane, would that be a problem?
Possibly.
Is there really anything wrong with those who are not heterosexual?
Listen to last week's show, everyone.
What? What was in last week's show?
Well, remember this is coming out on New Year's Eve, so I'm referring to the show we haven't recorded yet.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, we will have discussed that, yes.
Yes. Now comes episode 270 again. This is the episode in which you disappeared.
God, doing things out of order.
This is when we were waiting for you.
Oh, where, oh, where has my little Brad gone? Oh, where, oh, where can he be?
Oh, where, oh, where? Yeah.
That's a bit creepy. Like, who is laughing like that? Oh, God.
At the end of this drum roll, he's going to come back. So? Are you back?
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, that was basically it. Just a bit of a preview of what happened when we were waiting for you there.
Didn't you end up waiting quite a lot longer than that?
We waited a total of about 8 minutes.
Oh. And what was the circumstance again? I can't remember what I did.
Oh, one of your cousins who is unpunctual barged in. Yeah.
Ah.
So.
God. Sucks that we had guests that episode. That would have been awkward. That was Davo and...
Davo and Stone. One Stone.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I'm sorry,
there's something else from when we were waiting, too. Okay. You want to hear something epic?
I do. Why would you do that?
I've got balls of steel. I've got balls of steel.
Shane's having fun with the soundboard.
Yeah, so that was again while we were waiting and I was playing with the soundboard.
I feel sorry for those two. Having to deal with your boredom.
Well, yeah, you know, I was just waiting for you and, you know, it. Yeah, but anyways, we got another soundboard clip here from episode 275. Shall I play it?
I suppose you shall.
The internet is for poor.
Internet. Wow.
I pressed the wrong button.
The internet is for poor. Internet is for poor. Grab your dick and double click for porn.
Okay. Porn. Can't stop.
I'm hate the internet.
Internet is for
Yeah. Christ, that's a long one.
Wow, Shane.
That was a soundboard mishap, because if you press one sound and press another, you can't stop the first sound from playing.
That was interesting at the time.
Yeah, it was, because I didn't even expect that to play, you know. But apparently it's from some cartoon or something.
What did that have... Some cartoon. The internet is for porn, I'm sure. What? Why did you even play that at the time? Did that have any relevance to what we were talking about?
I was trying to hit the Leroy Jenkins clip.
Yeah.
It was accidental. I was trying to hit the Leroy Jenkins clip, but I missed it the first time, missed it the second time, got it the third time, but then couldn't cancel. The internet is for porn.
Oh, no.
So
this is why I should control the sound.
Also, why you should say what's up more often?
No. What's up? So I'll start that again. It wasn't enthusiastic enough. What's up, Chief and Shane?
You sure are a master of going high-pitched like that.
Well, what can I say?
That was from episode 276.
I concern myself from time to time.
With what you're able to do?
Yes. Rather why I do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's for your benefit.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Moving on to 278 now, something about squeezing myself together to make a higher pitch sound.
Yep.
RSPNB update, 278.
I can't do any better than that.
Yep.
Oh, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
Yep.
Now this time, try squeezing a little bit.
Yep.
Getting better.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so you've reached your...
I squeezed my chest together.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you meant to squeeze?
No, I'm afraid that doesn't work so much.
Oh. Well, what should I have squeezed? My nose?
Your vocal cords.
Oh, how do you do that?
No, I have no idea. I'm just... No. I don't even know what I'm doing now. Let's get going.
Yeah, I can't control them. 278 in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's mostly what the pre-show consists of usually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's vocal exercises. That's clearly what we were doing.
Is that a real vocal exercise?
Absolutely.
To squeeze your vocal cords together?
Absolutely. It's a tried and tested technique. You can do it over and over again, and then you can talk like this for the rest of your life, you see. Oh, God. What am I becoming?
I don't know, but we're going to move on to episode 280 now. Darth Vader returned in this episode. This was the episode Asa and Kala were on. Asa.
That would be interesting.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
Asa, say a few words again, please.
Sorry. I'm right here.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna... your mic is fritzing out, Asa. Say again.
Not again.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'm going to drop you and then call you back. Darth Vader returns.
Oh, my God.
When Kula returns, I bring out the Darth in people.
No, it's because he's on a Mac. Yeah, so that was that clip. Basically, the Darth Vader from 2009 returned again, except in a different person. You know, it always happens when Kala is on the show.
I preferred his explanation as to why it happened.
What was his?
Brings out the Darth and people.
Oh, yeah, of course. But anyways, that was episode 280. Next up is 282, and you thought I was loading a gun to shoot you.
Could have happened.
I'm not going to let you do that.
It sounds like you're loading a gun or something. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's right. This is a sound?
Yeah.
The truth behind that was that was myself loading, I mean not loading, I mean tightening my microphone and putting it back in the box, because that was the episode that 10.6.5 broke my audio driver. So,
well, what were you not going to let me do? Stop. What was your reason for loading the gun?
Abandon me. Yeah. Oh. So,
so wait, you were loading a gun in order to not let me abandon you. That doesn't.
Well, no, that's
really
just what you thought. That's just
makes sense. Yeah, I know, but still,
that's
you admitted to it.
Yeah. I ended up using my headset on that one because I had to adjust the stupid microphone, and you know, still we're still having problems from that because I'm still only recording in one channel when I should be recording in both, which is really annoying. But whatever. So, moving on now to episode 283. This is RSBNB update in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Clip show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of RSBNB update. The fresh Chief Snake is here. It just got back from the provocative and maybe.
Yes.
Unacceptable Harry Potter movie for young people. So he's going to tell us about that later.
So not a good idea for me to go to.
Yeah, you know, it is rated that for a certain reason. What is it rated over there? It's PG-13 here.
It's M, actually, which is mature, is supposed to be 15 plus.
Okay, so two things in that one. First one, the countdown, you know, I try to do a different countdown every time, but sometimes they come out like that and they end up on the clip show.
That had to be one of the better countdowns, but you haven't actually had any other ones on the clip show this time, so
no,
I'm surprised because we get some interesting ones in there sometimes. But oh well. Why was the
Harry Potter movie, of course. The Harry Potter movie, how it was supposedly had that sex scene in it or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
It didn't. I was quite disappointed.
Okay. Next one is imitating a frog on the same episode.
Oh, got it. Found it. A world of tweets.frogdesign.com.
Oh, yeah. Frog design. Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit.
Wow. That's quite
scary. That doesn't sound like a frog, doesn't it?
No, I think that was good. Ribbit, put that in the ribbit, clip show.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Sounds like him saying Reddit. Reddit, Reddit, Reddit. You know that news site Reddit that all the dig traders went to? That was being a frog. And I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Frog design where that pick a world of tweets.
Yeah, that's right. You make a very good frog. Very convincing. And
thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you should feel very proud of that.
Why? Is it hard to be a
frog? That's a useful skill.
Is it hard to be a frog?
Oh, well, I don't know. Considering I've never been able to be a frog before, but then I've never tried, so... it could go either way.
Alrighty then. Episode 284, I ended up going into a bit of a loop here. And the same goes for the special god-themed ones. So you can only get that XP once a week.
There you go. That's exactly what I thought you were about to say. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I thought you thought I was going to say something else.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So.
I do know what you mean by that, though.
That's right.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes, that's right. I just said, yes, that's right, three times in a row. But Anyways. Show. That's the only reason I was in there, because you told me to put it in the clip show.
I was getting good at that by that point. Clip
show.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. If anybody's noticed, we have more clips at the tail end than this. Yeah. So we need somebody to always be saying, should this be in the clip show? Should this be in the clip show? All throughout the year, that'd be good.
Someone to just chime in, clip show, halfway through the episodes.
Oh, and I got you barking again.
Oh, no. Have you started recording yet?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, it's all gone quiet now. No one wants to speak.
What's he barking at?
Oh, one of probably a visitor for Dad. Always fantastic timing.
Has he bit anyone yet?
No. Sorry to disappoint.
We haven't heard him yet today, have we?
He's been fantastic, but then I don't even know where he is for a start, but we haven't had any visitors, and I'm more or less alone, although I think someone is my brother would be up now.
Okay.
It's a bit alrighty, sad that I then, don't really know that. But
another one coming from the same episode in which you were...
For this podcast, cut yourself off from society.
You're getting very excited about Leo.
If Leo is indeed Leonardo DiCaprio, I would...
Yes, I am.
...be, oh my god, 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 say Frosty Stumo.
Maybe you should explain that you aren't exactly attracted to Leonardo DiCaprio for anybody out there who doesn't know that.
I'm massively attracted to Leonardo DiCaprio. He is hot.
Okay, if you say so. All right.
Anything else you want to say on that? Like Keanu Reeves. Actually, damn, I should have got that from... That was in the show that I was listening to the other night. The one with Brad on it. 261, was it? Yes.
Yeah, what about it?
We were talking about... I don't know. Someone nicknamed you Neo in one of their questions. And so we started talking about The Matrix and how flattered you should be to be called Neo because Keanu Reeves is really hot.
That's right, and you do call me Neo, right?
Yes, I think probably ever since that question. Yeah, you deserve that name now. You hottie, Shane.
But that's a secret as to why. So next one, you freaking out all once more?
As a Kiwi, though, and compared to all of the other accents we've had on the show, all I'm hearing is Kiwi right now, and it's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Kiwi, 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 Kiwi. And I shouldn't be that excited, really, but...
Yeah, you hear that every day in your life, don't you?
Yeah, but just in this context, it's different.
Yeah, it's different for the listeners,
it's
too.
It's exciting!
I like it when you do that.
Didn't you get any of the pre-show of that one? Because that was far more interesting than the show itself.
No, I don't think so. I think that was
because that was when I first heard Leo, and I was actually like, oh my god! Whereas what you're hearing there is me just reproducing that for the benefit of the listeners. So...
Okay, I don't think I was recording there. I actually checked that episode and it started rather quickly. So, anyways. Yes. That was when Leo was on episode 284. Moving on to 285 now. A short clip. I'm not sure what this one is. Me too, actually. Sound better than Australian ones.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. Don't speak.
It's using the internal mic.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yeah, it is too. I just realized that. It's... Oh, hold on. Elsa Mixer?
What was that about?
Why is that a clip?
I don't know. I had it marked as a clip.
There should have been...
you could have at least sort of got like the rest of it. What happened after I opened Elson Mixer? Probably turned the microphone volume up way past the maximum amplification or something.
Oh yeah, I got that right here. Hang on.
Well,
hang on.
I don't know, but
other thingy microphone. Okay, well I can hear you fine now. That's good. Wait, and yet I can't adjust the volume with.
Did I just hear you say something there you don't normally say?
What did I say?
I
couldn't even hear myself. What was it?
You said the bitch word.
I heard myself whispering something. Oh, that was that clip. Turn it up. Replay it.
I can't turn it up any louder, but you were having trouble with your audio setup and you were getting really pissed off at it.
I would have been joking at it, but yeah.
Okay.
It's was that me calling Pulse Audio a bitch?
Yes.
Pulse Audio deserves to be called that.
See, that's the Linux problem. So.
Yeah. But it's worked today. Shockingly, I've had no
amazingly.
Trouble with
amazingly.
Today. Yeah, amazingly I'm the one that doesn't have difficulty connecting to you today.
Okay, now here's a Skype problem I had that day.
Oh,
that
my home. Fucking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is Clip Show.
I just got a huge influx of I got like 2 weeks worth of messages on Skype from my group project.
Oh, my God.
So I'm lucky it only beeped once.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was kind of pissed off at Skype there. So,
You were very pissed off at Skype.
Well, yeah, I get this huge wall of thing coming in and wall of messages and can't stop it. So, stupid Skype.
Yes,
anyways, another clip from this episode.
Stupid
in
Skype,
which you,
and it signed me out. I think it heard me then.
In which you had a barge in. So, I'll play that right now. The desert is a desert, and the monkeys are, of course, conditioned to ape atoll and the other kind of jungle areas like that. So, this is where your first little challenge comes in. In order to, you know, on ape atoll, if you're spotted, you will be thrown in jail. What was that?
Get out, Neil. Get out. Close the door. That's damn straight you close that door. Okay. We're all good. Two bloody interruptions tonight. Do you know who... Get out, Neil. Get.
You can unmute it. What? You can unmute it. I know who he is.
Well, yes, but it wasn't polite, him just barging in. Right. See, I unmuted it at the end there because I know you wouldn't mind, and it was to give you a little idea.
Okay. So what does he need? What does he need?
He's coming to pick up his stuff. He told me that he was coming back much later at 11 after. Work, but
you want to let him say hi?
No, he's fine. He didn't want to say hi. I asked him if he wanted.
What a wimp!
Yeah, I know.
And you agree
Poor
with
Neil.
Me?
Neil, I feel sorry for him now. I treated him very cruelly. No, he knows it was a joke.
Yeah, that's true. And it's recording time, and he barges in without even. Did he let you know you were coming?
Damn straight. Damn right you closed that door, Neil. Oh, I love that.
That's so typical. Is that typical of New Zealand people like that?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. I don't think I could last there then. Anyways.
I'd do it to you as well. I would barge in on you and... in the middle of recording, if I had the chance.
Oh.
Just in order to annoy you.
Well, like anybody who would come down here barging in would have to come and talk on the show to you.
Okay.
Anyway.
Not necessarily. I can just make
you. We're on 286 right now, so this we one is. Yes, we're nearly done.
in that sense, you know. Of course, there's a higher thing about reputation and all that, but I don't care what people think of me based on what I do in my spare time, you know? That sort of thing.
Oh, my God. I just got the worst imagery.
What?
Considering what you sent to me on him. Okay, we're done with that question. Next question.
That's sick.
You said it. You said it, not me. You said
it. That's sick. That's sicker than what Brad would come up with.
You said it. You said it.
I didn't even say that.
Shane, read the next question.
I'm just repeating a name that was on RuneScape.
Read the next question, Shane.
Sick. Jeez. Wow.
Oh, don't bring me into this.
Well, yeah, you said you got an image in your head.
Who put that image into my head, Shane?
You did.
Take some responsibility there.
It wasn't even something I typed. It was just a name on RuneScape.
I'm pretty sure you had to type it in order for it to get to me.
Yes, but... Oh my god, moving on. Next one's from DogLetter36.
I told you to move on, but you didn't move on.
I think I cut this out of the show.
Did you? Did you actually?
Do you remember what this was about? Yeah, I did.
I fully remember what this was about.
Yes, there was a person. I was farming my herbs in the Drainer Village farming patch north of there. I see this guy with a rather very inappropriate name. I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to spell it out for you, okay? BASTERMATING.
What does that spell, kids?
Just swap a few letters around and you'll see. But we talked about this on MSN after because I was kind of hurt by this, and you said that you didn't really get that kind of image in your head. So,
of course not. Oh, God. What do you take me for, Shane? Although then again, I probably
do. Oh my god,
I made an innuendo in itself. But no, I'm not that kind of person.
Say you probably do?
No. What? Oh no. So, no, I was trying to say I probably do make it look like I am of that. Oh, forget it. It's too much effort.
So that was kind of.
I don't bring anything upon. That was fully your fault, Shane.
No, I think it was your fault.
No, no. I stand by this. You were the one who sent it to me. You should have anticipated any kind of reaction that may have stemmed from that.
I thought you'd be mature enough.
Well, excuse me, Shane. Who was the one who was spreading these kind of names? You have to ask yourself that.
I was just telling you what I saw on RuneScape. I wasn't spreading it.
I'm pretty sure that does constitute spreading if you share it with more than one person.
But I just wanted to tell you what it was in the context of that. But
obviously, there's a reason for telling me what it was. Because it was sick.
No!
And why would you... You don't need to pass on things like that, Shane.
I just thought it would be pertinent to the discussion we were having there about RuneScape names and what the problem with the name change
pertinent
system is.
To the discussion to share the name Bastimating with me. And
I'm going to move on to the next clip now.
I'm sure that was pertinent to the discussion. RuneScape was mentioned amongst you and your friends. Yeah, sometimes. I don't know, it depends which group of friends. Most people I know that I play RuneScape already, so I just make a joke of it. Like, last week when I was at a barbecue with my friends, we were playing Chinese Whispers, which is a game where you pass, I don't know if you had another name for it, I forget, but you pass, you whisper something around like a circle of people, and when it comes to the end, it usually sounds completely different to how it starts out. And
one of the things that I whispered was, I need to go home now so that I can harvest my watermelons.
And what did that come out as?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Something about Mrs. Someone's melons. And... It's a group of teenagers. What do you expect? But
that's what I was referring to. Strange people, right? Okay, I just want to make some full disclosure here. I was not laughing at the connotation of melons.
I'm sure it was until after
I had made a title of the show entitled Mrs. Someone's Melons. And then I asked Paul if there's any connotation about melons, and he said there was. Then I changed the title.
Because he's the perfect person to ask. Why didn't you even ask me?
The only one
if you'd asked me, I probably would have lied.
You were sleeping. You were sleeping. So,
and that too. But that makes even more sense. I would have lied because I was lying down.
But no, I was just laughing because of what it turned into. I had no idea what melons meant like that. So,
well, then what were you laughing at the time if you weren't laughing at the connotation? Because that was what made it
funny. I wasn't laughing at the connotation. I was just laughing at the fact that something can go from water. I have to go home now so I can harvest my watermelons to Mrs. Someone's melons.
Yes, well.
Anyways. Do you remember the person's name? Was it Mrs. Someone or?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, another one from 286 here, second last clip. So that was you whistling Let It Be.
Yay. That was a nice
another thing from pre-show. Yeah, it was. It was a good
probably
whistle how you did that. I can't whistle like that. And then the thing that started playing afterwards was a thing of Let It Be from some celebrity charity thing. So.
Yeah. That was
a celebrity rendition of a bunch of people singing Let It Be for something or other.
And it was really bad, and it just looped over and over again. Well, I mean, it didn't loop, but
it
was just the same thing.
Yes. So that brings us to our last clip, which I figured I'd just throw in here, is the Santa message.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, Brad. This is Santa Claus. I just spoke with your dog. He told me you have been a very good dragon slayer, and that this year you would like an Android phone. Well, my first stop is your house in the country. So don't forget to leave me some ice cream. And be sure to go to bed early so I can bring you a surprise. But no peeking.
Ugh.
All right, geek. Santa has to go pack up the sleigh with presents and decorate my Christmas tree. Merry Christmas!
Pedophile.
You think? You think?
See, I think the whole thing sounds like a euphemism after hearing it played back. And that was what I was thinking the first time, just sort of near the end. When Santa started talking about packing up his sleigh, I was thinking, sicko, what kind of sleigh are you talking about? But I honestly don't know where that came from.
Yeah, neither do I, but that was fun. I like that Santa thing, so.
Mm.
Anyways, as we're recording this, this is December 22nd, so, but you're hearing this on New Year's or New Year's Day or give or take there, so, Santa has long gone, and hopefully little Bradley has Android phone.
Hopefully,
You go to bed early.
Make
sure you go to bed early so he can bring you a surprise.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Listeners, are you not seeing what I'm seeing? hearing what I'm hearing, rather, since clearly none of you are seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I don't know. But
You worry me. But... You worry me very much.
Oh. Anyways, that wraps up our clips for 2010. That's all of them. I didn't think it would be enough, but yeah, that was enough. So
that actually turned into quite a long show.
Yeah, it did. So we should be good with that. I think we are
very good with that, yes.
I think it's now time for Chief to share something with us that he worked on earlier, and he's going to go play a selection from the piano, which I know is something we promised earlier in the year, but we never did quite get around to it, so we figured that now would be the opportune time to share this with you. Thank you. I'm just going to say a few words before we tie 2010 off for good. First and foremost, I would like to thank everybody out there who sent in questions this year, whether it be through text or email or through our various topics or even second half of the year, the Google Voice number. We thank you for your questions. This show would not be the same without those questions. The questions make the show, because without the show, we just got RuneScape tech and what have we been doing. So thank you, everybody, for sending in questions. And also thank you to all the listeners out there who listen to the show and put up with our views. And even if you might not agree with them, still entertain the views. And probably to those out there also who we have converted to farming. That wasn't our intention, but you know, sometimes that just happens. So, I guess just thank you to all the listeners out there for 2010. Because without this show, without the listeners, and without the fan base, there would be no point in doing this show. So,
thank you, everybody.
Yes. And, of course, there's also one more person that I need to thank for committing to this. For
yourself.
So long, is you, of course.
Because
you.
You put the effort in every single week, consistently. Shane,
yeah,
this would not
true.
Be possible without you. Yeah, that's true. Oh, and modest.
Without me,
too.
There would be no recording. There would be no recording without me.
That's true.
There would be
that's
no
true.
Edit as well. So, but also you.
Well,
because
if I may just say, it does feel slightly surreal to be doing this finally, the clip show for 2010. I never expected to be in this position before, so it's been a fantastic experience.
Just, I think 2010 went by so fast. I find from your start on episode 241 to now, so, and everything you've done, whether it be checking out an update or posting questions, topics, or keeping the show going, thank you. With that said, we will be seeing you guys all in 2011. Goodbye.
Woo!